What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Fugly Looking Guatemalan Dude Cockboxed Me Because His White Becky Was Hitting on Me. So, I was in Antigua a couple of days ago, guys. I went to a pub that is popular with the locals and popular with white people. And they had a dance floor. So usually people don't start coming in until about 11 o'clock. Now, here in Guatemala, you can't sell alcohol after 1 o'clock. So like all the places close down by 1 o'clock that sell alcohol. So this pub, here I am, I got my can of Coke, which cost me about $3 American, you know. Some places they sell it to you for $2, some places they sell it to you for $3. It's a can of Coke, you know. It's still cheaper than going to the Beta Mill pub back in America. And you guys know me, I don't talk to women, I don't approach, I don't dance, I don't do jack squat. I simply sit either on my computer or on my phone. Now, when I sit on my phone, guys, a lot of my work, hola, ¿cómo está, señor? A lot of the work I do, guys, a lot of the work I do, I can actually do it on the phone, you know? I don't need a computer for everything. I can do a lot of the, like, you know, the contractors I have in India, Bangladesh, a lot of the research I can do that on my phone. No need for a laptop. So even when I am at a pub, I'm not like sitting there wasting time, you know, so I can be actually productive at the pub. Now, so here I was, it was around 12 o'clock. That's when people start pouring in. And what they do here in Guatemala is that they go through a pub crawl. For those of you who don't know, a pub crawl is pretty much when you go through multiple pubs getting drunk. Man, that's pretty much what a pub crawl is. So around 12 o'clock, all these white women, they started coming in. And this one white girl, she was with this fugly looking Guatemalan dude. He was tall. When I say tall, you have to remember, by Guatemalan standards, anything over 5'5 is tall, okay? So he wasn't much to look at in the face. Yeah, the body was decent. You know, the height was all right, probably 5'10. But the face was lacking. So she was dancing. Now here, okay, so here's how it's set up, okay? You got the pub, you got the bar, and then the people are sitting, like myself, at the bar, and behind us are the people that are dancing. So I'm sitting at the bar with my face toward the bar, and the people were dancing behind me, okay? So this one white girl, she was like a bottom shelf Becky. And you know, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill, truth of the matter, guys, is vast majority of white women here in Guatemala ain't much to look at. They're like average at best, okay? Anyway, so here I am, sitting down on my phone, minding my own damn bizwax, and this white girl, she comes up from behind me, like puts her cheeks right next to my cheeks, and she's buzzed. I mean, this girl was totally buzzed. You know, I was getting drunk just off of her, off of the fact that she was so fucking close to me. I was getting drunk, and I don't drink alcohol. So she's like, oh, where are you from? Hey, and I'm from Scotland. You know, she's from Scotland. That's what she claimed anyways, but she was so buzzed that it was like what she was saying was like incoherent and gibberish. But the thing is, her cheeks were so close to mine that I couldn't even turn around without like having my lips hit her lips. That's how close she was, you know. We actually like locked lips a little bit, and this ugly Guatemalan dude, he just yanked her away and, you know, took her somewhere else. So, was I upset that this happened? No, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I don't blame him, and I'm going to tell you why I don't blame him. You see, this guy, he spent the whole night taking her out to multiple clubs, buying her alcohol, getting her drunk, and here's this ancient nigger minding his own damn beeswax, chilling like a villain, and he's gonna end up taking my girl without putting zero effort? Hail to the no, okay? So what I want you guys out there to understand, and understand this really good, I want you to understand two things about this, okay? Number one, looks matter, okay? I'm probably the tallest person in the goddamn in Guatemala, okay? Even by white people's standards, I'm tall. That's number one. Number two, the natives, short, brown, unattractive. Even the Westerners are not that good looking themselves. Because here's what you guys need to understand. If the white woman were actually hot enough, they would be flown out to Dubai. They wouldn't come to Guatemala, okay? The white dudes, you know, if they were actually high value, they would fly the girl out to like Dubai, not come to Guatemala, okay? So white people here are sub average, okay? So looks matter more than anything else. That's number one. Number two, alcohol is your best friend. Let me tell you how things work, okay guys? Let me tell you how things work when it comes to women. By the way guys, I'm walking down here on, I actually showed you this road before, okay guys? I showed you this road before. I'm just walking down here, I'm just getting my exercise, you know, seeing what's up. By the way guys, don't buy anything from the locals, they're gonna rip you off, okay? So best thing to do if you're gonna buy something, either go to a store where they have a barcode and scanner, or go to an established chain that doesn't look forward to like ripping you off, okay? Look behind us, can you see them? Yeah, the girl with the backpack, she was walking with a guy shorter than her. See, this is the thing I took notice of, dudes. A lot of white women here are walking around with guys who are shorter than them, you know? Because here's the thing, okay? The vast majority of white women here, they're a four. Far more, I have not, look, I've been to Norway, I've been to Latvia, I've been to Ukraine. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? When I was in Eastern Europe, plenty of times I'd be walking around, I see a white girl, and I'm like, damn, what's your number, you know? That's how hot and beautiful they were. But here in Guatemala, these girls are, they're not even average at best, to be honest with you. They're like a four, okay? Their faces are not attractive. You know, maybe they, you know, they don't have boobs. They have a pear-shaped body. They got flat asses. They're just not an attractive people at all. So they're just not attractive, okay? Again, if these white women were any good, they would have been flown out to Dubai, okay? They wouldn't be here in Guatemala, right? In fact, I'm gonna show you how some of them look, okay? Look behind me, guys. Look behind me. See that? That's your average white girl over there. Not much to look at. They're all sub five. And the oofy doofy, paying for all of it. See, here's the thing, dudes. These white dudes, they're footing the bill, okay? They're hoping that if I take this girl on a fancy schmancy vacation, we share the same hotel / Airbnb, maybe, just maybe, she's gonna touch my pee-pee. It's like, no, dude, that's not how it works, dog. Even if she was with you in the same bed, you know, it doesn't mean she has to give it up to you. So a lot of these guys out here are under the impression that if I simp enough, if I bet a bucks deluxe enough, I will get my pee-pee touched. It's like, no, no. See, this is a very, very parasocial relationship, okay? You got these women who are not attractive enough to get what they want. And then you got these fugly looking dudes. Look, there's another couple right in front of me, okay? Look, they're actually their own looks match. They're going to be coming from behind me. Just watch. It's going to be like 1 second, okay, dudes? Watch this. See that? Bald, look at bald dude, unattractive girl, okay? Because here's the deal. Even though technically they are each other looks match, here's what you guys need to understand. All these white girls, like any girl out there, they want Giga Chad, okay? They don't want, look behind me, okay? Look behind me. See that? That's your average looking girl, okay? Your average looking girl here is sub 5, okay? Your average looking dude is also a sub 5. In fact, I would say the guy is probably average while the girl is a 4, okay? And I see a lot of these women in their 30s and 40s. They're like 3s and 2s at that point. So imagine you're a 20-year-old woman and you're already a 4. You know, what are you going to be when you're 30, 40? You're going to be like what? A 3, a 2, and eventually a 1 when you're like 50, 60. So, but I want every guy out there to get through your mind, guys, and get this really good, okay? 1, looks matter the most. 2, alcohol is your friend. Now, don't get a bitch drunk, okay? Because that's a one-way ticket to hellfire if you're a Muslim, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, I don't drink alcohol, okay? If I go out and I get alcohol to get some sharmuta drunk, well, guess what? You know, she has overruled God, you know? I don't drink alcohol because God tells us it's haram to drink alcohol. But if I go get alcohol to get some sharmuta drunk, well, guess what? That sharmuta overruled God, and that's known as shirk. Shirk is association with God. That girl has associated herself with God, and now guess what? If I was to die at that point, at that time, I'd go to hell for eternity. So I'm not telling anybody here to get a bitch drunk, okay? That's not your business, okay? But if a drunk bitch comes up to you, look, all the girls I've had one night stands with, they were all drunk and they just wanted dick in their pussy, dudes. See, let me tell you what alcohol does to sharmutas, okay? You see, a lot of these women out there, they lost their virginity at the... Oh, damn fly. Thought it went in my drink. Oh, my drink is over anyways. So, a lot of these sharmutas out there, they lost their virginity at the age of 13, okay? So what happens is that they go out and they get smashed and dashed for the next 10 plus years, okay? They probably have a body count of well over 100, you know? And when they graduate from feminist indoctrination camps, aka university, and they get a degree, maybe something as retarded as underwater basket weaving or gender studies, in their brain, hey, I'm all that and a bag of chips. So these women, they think, hey, I'm now high quality woman. I got a college degree. I can't be treated like I was when I was, you know, 18, 19, okay? I need a man to wine me and dine me and fly me out, okay? So all of a sudden, these women who were busting it wide open to terrorists, drug dealers, rapists, murderers, all of a sudden they're like, hey, this pussy, you gotta pay for it, you know? Which, it's like, no, that's not how it works. You know, if you were busting it wide open to some thug in the club, you know, you just can't turn around and sell that pussy at full price. It's not how it works. But see, this is where the oofy doofy and the beta male and the simp come in. Because these guys genuinely believe that, hey, after all these bad boys, after all these years, she finally realized how good I am. It's like, nah, bro. You are the Mark. You are the Oofy Doofy. You are that Beta Bucks Deluxe who is gonna fund her lifestyle when she wants to travel the world, dude. That's really all you are to her, okay? Now, like I said, man, a lot of these dudes out there, when I walk past a lot of these dudes, they're not happy, okay? A lot of guys out there are simply not happy. And the reason why the dude isn't happy, it's because the dude has the look on his face that, oh shit, this bitch scammed me. It's like, yeah, bro, you're the Oofy Doofy Mark. Yeah, duh, duh, you know? So you're just paying for the trip while she gets to have fun. It is what it is, dudes. And again, most guys don't understand that because, let's be honest, going back to number one, they don't have the looks. I mean, guys, honestly, think about it. If you don't have the looks, okay, what are you gonna do, Beta Bucks Deluxing is your only way to go. That's all there is to it, dudes. You have no other option. So when Beta Bucks Deluxe is your only option to get a girl to even look at you, yeah, you're gonna go all out, man. So at the end of the day, guys, it's really a parasocial relationship because, quite frankly, nobody's happy, okay? The girl, she's not hot enough to be flown out to Dubai. The guy, he's just losing money. I mean, think about it, dudes. I told you, in Antigua, far more, $200, $300 a day, Airbnbs are more popular than $30 a day Airbnb. Why? Because these Oofy Doofies are renting the expensive stuff so they can impress some sharmuta, you know? So imagine you're a dude and you rented and your entire trip to Antigua cost you $5,000. Think about that, right? My trip to Antigua is not even $1,000. You know, I've been here for a week. My Airbnbs on average were like $30, $35. So let's do some quick math, okay? $55 ticket, Airbnb, 7 times 3, let's say 250, that's $300. Let's say food, eating out, that's another $200. So we are up to like what? $55 for ticket, $250 for Airbnb. So we're up to like $500, okay? So this trip, all in all, this trip probably cost me about $600 for 1 week. That's less than $100 a day. But some Oofy Doofy, this trip, because he wants to impress some sharmuta, probably will cost him no less than $2,000, with $3,000 being on average, okay? So, and again, guys, there's nothing you can do about it, okay? I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. Unless God decides to exterminate the Oofy Doofy, the beta male, the soy boy, the simp, things are gonna get worse. Because you have to understand, again, these girls have been getting pumped and dumped since the age of 13, okay? And again, it's biology. It's been throughout human history, women were getting married by the age of 13, assuming they didn't die during childbirth. By the age of 21, 22, they had all their kids and now they want to be taken care of. So yeah, it makes perfect sense for the same sharmuta that's been busting it wide open to Chad, Tyrone, murderers, drug dealers. Now she wants to turn around and want to be taken care of by some Oofy Doofy. Hell yeah, it makes perfect sense, guys. So at the end of the day, guys, it's gonna come down to looks and if the bitch is drunk enough. Because here's the thing, like I said, a lot of these women out there, they're just way too arrogant. Because again, they've been pumped and dumped for at least a decade, okay? For a decade of their life, if not longer, they have been pumped and dumped. So yeah, when they hit 23, they got themselves a fake college degree. Hell yeah, they want to turn around and be like, I'm a boss bitch, you know? It's like, nah, you're just a bitch. But they like to think that they're bosses, when in reality, they're just a bunch of ancient niggers. So what these women end up doing, guys, is that they want... See, here's the thing, you know? These white women, they act all prim and proper. They act like they're sophisticated. It's like, bitch, you have no idea anything about anything. You like to act like you're cultured and sophisticated, but in reality, you're just an ancient bitch. That's really what you are, okay? So, of course, they're gonna put that persona on so the oofy doofy can like respect her and thinks she's high value. But no, this girl was busting it wide open for Chad, Tyrone, drug dealers, murderers, and now she's gonna act like she's all that in a bag of chips, you know? So what alcohol does, dudes, is that alcohol actually loosens a woman up, where she actually becomes more feminine. Because as you all know, guys, alcohol impairs your judgment, okay? So which way should I go? I'm actually by the docks right now. Unfortunately, I'm not able to go to other towns and cities today because it's too late already, you know. I'm gonna come here, God willing. I'll probably come here again. Again, I have so many reward points with Spirit Airlines that I can probably come here for like $50-$60 a round trip ticket, okay? Yeah, but let me show you a little bit more of the city, you know. You can take these boats to other parts around the area, and you can take them there, okay? They're not that expensive. They're like 25 quetzals, which is like, what, $4? That's one way, of course. So for $4, you can go to like a fucking different town altogether, okay? So yeah, like I said, dudes, I'm just walking around showing you this place, you know. It's really nice, you know. Honestly, I would not swim in the waters around the cities because all their dirty water, all their sewer, all their dirty waters is discharged into the lake. So obviously you don't want to be swimming in any part of the lake like that. You want to be swimming in more secluded areas, otherwise you might end up catching bacteria and shit like that, you know. So like I said, this time around, guys, I didn't go swimming. I didn't get an opportunity. Look at the damn dog. Look at him. He's looking at you guys. You know, the dogs here, they sleep like that all the time because it's too hot for them. Well, actually, it's not hot. It's like 70-some degrees. But dogs are lazy, I guess. So look behind me, guys. You guys can't probably see it, but that's like a big-ass volcano right there. The sun is just way too damn bright. But you know what? God willing, man, the next time I come here, guys, I want to be able to do a volcano tour. I want to be able to take a boat and go somewhere else. You know, maybe go swimming a little bit. But... yeah, to conclude this video, guys, and look, that's a chicken bus. they call that a chicken bus. Now, a chicken bus, look, a chicken bus is actually the school buses we have back in America. When the school buses in America are no longer in use, they send them to Guatemala. It actually says school bus on it. Can you see that? So they call it a chicken bus is because, you know, the Mayans, they would take their chickens on the bus with them, you know. Supposedly, they don't do that anymore, but they still call it a chicken bus. They're dirt cheap, but no thank you, guys. I'll pay the extra couple of dollars to be on something more modern, and hopefully we don't have chickens on board with us, you know. So, yeah. So, in conclusion, dudes, if you just want adventure, you just want to, you know, experience going up a volcano, something like that, Guatemala's fine, guys. Guatemala's fine. Don't bother with Guatemala City. It's a dump. There's really nothing going on in Guatemala City. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to Guatemala City because my airplane is from Guatemala City. Plus, I'd like to give you some info about Guatemala City. But in all likelihood, guys, Guatemala City won't be anything to write home about. So, if you guys are going to come to Guatemala, just go to Antigua. Go to Lake Atitlan, which is this lake over there. And just do the touristy stuff. You know, when you do the touristy stuff, guys, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, okay? Go shopping with the different tour agencies, okay? There are multiple tour agencies throughout the town. Like, there's literally a tour agent on every corner. So what the tour agents do, you know, they're like, they hook you up with the actual tour operator. So some tour agencies, they're gonna charge you more. Some tour agencies are gonna charge you less. You know, they make their money off of the difference between what they pay the tour operator versus what they make from you. So let's say the tour operator is gonna get 200 quetzal, then whatever they sell you over 200 is gonna be their profit, you know. So always check around with the different tour agencies around here. See who's gonna give you the best price. Go online, check the reviews, make sure they're legitimate. But you guys can actually get good prices to do tourist stuff here, okay, guys? So, yeah, in conclusion, guys, like I said in one of my past videos, Guatemala is not a mongering place, okay? This isn't a place where you can walk around grabbing your junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, and expect to get women. This is not the place for that. You know, the locals, they're Mayans, you know, the people that we should have killed off. They don't like us, okay? They don't like us because they view us as invaders, okay? So, yeah, guys, at the end of the day, man, I just want everybody watching this video to understand. Looks, and alcohol is your best friend. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.